Yeah, just settle down. You know, if we want revival, don't wait for it. Step into it. Step into it. You know, sometimes we're waiting for this magic moment. But I believe, you know, God's pouring out His Spirit. There's revival happening already. You know, when rain comes, it starts with a drizzle. And then we have the thunder and the lightning and, you know, the hard rain coming down. But we need to step into the drizzle. We need to step into what God's already doing. It's not that God is not doing anything. He is doing. Even tonight, His presence is here. And, you know, revival will come to Southern California when you say, Lord, I'm stepping in. I'm stepping in. You know, don't wait for things to happen, but in prayer, cause things to happen. You know, cause things to happen. The disciples, you know, they didn't know what they were praying for. They didn't know in the upper room after Jesus ascended. But they gave themselves to prayer and to worship. And then it broke loose. And I believe tonight, as I was praying for the service, I felt the Lord saying, don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Because there is more. There is more. You know, a couple of days ago, I was praying, and the Lord just dropped three thoughts into my mind, and it was not something new. It was something that I already knew, and I'm sure, you know, many of you know that as well. And how many of you know there's nothing new under the sun? But you know, when God speaks something again, He speaks something fresh. And that kind of, you know, it just triggered something in me. And I just want to share that in the next few minutes and just then go into a time of just expecting to receive from God. But if you forget whatever I share tonight, don't settle for less. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19 says, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And as I was reading that, what hit me was the word all. Because sometimes we can kind of say, okay, you know, I'll just take a bit of God, or, you know, I just take something that's comfortable for me. But if we want to go deep in God, we have to decide, and we have to say, I'm willing to be uncomfortable. I'm willing to be messed up. How many of you want to be messed up by God? And that means, you know, messing up our agenda. Oops. Messing up my order. Because when he wants more for me, see, God wants more for me. And I wish, you know, in the scriptures, if that word all was in capital, that we will receive all the fullness. You know, tonight, you know, just think of it. What more do you want of God? You know, Jacob, when he wrestled with God, his prayer was, I'm not going to let you go until you give me a little. Is that what he said? Until you bless me. And he was not saying, just bless me a little bit. Just give me quarter cup. Just give me half a cup. He was saying, give me all. Give me all. And you know, that should be our prayer every day. Saying, God, I want all of what you have for me today. Not just a little. Because there is more. And we don't want to settle for less. See, when the children of Israel went into the promised land, you know, even at the beginning, you know, God speaks the demarcation of what He was giving. But we see what they really achieved was not even half of what God had promised. And that can happen to us. We we can grab hold of that promise, but if you're not going full on for that promise, we'll only get half of it, or the percentage that we are ready to go in with. You know, imagine if the children of Israel said, you know what, Lord, we're going to just be near the Jordan. See, there will be enemies in your land, which you will have to fight. But you're not fighting alone, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. But how many of us want to just take whatever is there? We don't want to fight. But there are times that God says, you fight, you push through, you contend, even for what you have not seen so far. You know, in the UK, we are contending for revival. And when we are not saying that we are not waiting for revival, we are saying revival is here. And we are stepping into what God's pouring out. You know, just before I came, a week before, we saw, you know, there was a revival night, seven nights in the center of London. People coming out of wheelchairs and, you know, amazing miracles. Even there's a person from our own church. He couldn't breathe for the last so many months. He was wearing an oxygen mask. He's gone back home. He doesn't need oxygen, that oxygen mask anymore. See, just because we don't see something doesn't mean that God's not up to it. Don't settle for less simply because you don't see it. The disciples didn't know what they were praying for, but they prayed and God poured out His Spirit. Don't limit God, because verse 20 in Ephesians says, you know, it literally says, the context of it is, don't limit God, because now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And saying, don't limit the Lord. Don't limit what He can do. Sometimes you may think, oh, you know, but, you know, I'm just nobody. That's great. God wants a nobody. I'm just someone from Sri Lanka, a little island. But God's taken me right into Europe, right in. He's taken me to the nations. And that's what God can do in all of us. So just very quickly, I want to just leave with you those three points that the Lord just dropped into my heart. But the first one is, we must be aware of His presence. You know, we are called to be Christians. We are called to follow the Lord, not blindly, but being aware of His presence. You know, John says, I saw the Spirit descend upon Him and remain upon Him. You know, we all have the Spirit of God in us, but we need to be aware that He's with us. Imagine, you know, if I'm not aware that Krishani lives in my own house, in the same house. We've got to be aware of Him who is so close to us, of Him who lives in us. So that then my life, you know, my life is transformed. The way I live my life becomes so different. Because I'm always talking to Him. I'm always sensing His presence. And it's not just for spiritual people. It is for us, for you and for me. Because God wants us to live there. Because God's desire is that we are carriers of His presence. And for me to be a carrier of His presence, I need to know His presence. If not, I'm just going to be blindly walking. Being aware of His presence. Second thing the Lord just dropped in my heart was that I must be jealous to guard His presence. I must jealously guard His presence. Bill Johnson says, God will allow us to carry as much of His presence as we are willing to jealously guard. And I was thinking, you know, we guard our houses, we guard our money. Why not jealously guard the presence of God in us? Because more than anything else, He is valuable. He is precious. He's glorious. And God chose that He would dwell in me. He chose that He would dwell in you. He chose that we would carry His presence. See, because when we carry His presence, you know, you will see atmospheres changing. You will see when you walk into rooms, things changing. You will see, you know, favor just following you. You will see healings happen, even without us praying. Because the presence of God moves and shifts things. You know, when Peter walked the streets, people brought people, and you know, when his shadow fell on them, they were healed. I don't think his shadow had some miraculous power. He carried the presence. It is the presence of God, jealously guarding His presence in us. That means dealing with my sin, dealing with my brokenness. Because His presence will bring me life. Everything else will bring me death. So dealing with what brings death and guarding the life that He brings into me. The third thing that the Lord said was, I must live out of His presence. Living out of His presence. His presence is not only on a Thursday night. His presence is not only on a Sunday morning. His presence is throughout the week. In my bedroom, you know, that's where the presence begins. In my prayer closet. I want to encourage you. You know, begin to say, Lord, I want to carry Your presence. But living out of His presence. Because, you know, when we get out in the world, so many things are thrown at us. But when we carry His presence and when we begin to live out of His presence by giving our time, you know, you are here this evening because you want more of His presence. And when we begin to live out of that presence, life begins to change for me. I begin to see miracles. I begin to touch lives. Even without me knowing, people are going to be touched. You know, when you walk into a room, people are going to say, hey, what changed? You know, if you're wearing an aftershave or perfume for the ladies, you know, if you're wearing something strong, you walk into a room, you suddenly like, people are like, what's that? But we wear a perfume called Jesus. That's what Corinthians says. He said, God diffuses that fragrance. But it just doesn't happen. We need to have more of Him. Like Jacob said, until You bless me, I'm not going to let You go. Would you make that your prayer even tonight? Lord, I want more of You. I want all the fullness that You have for me. See, the children of Israel, if they did not defeat the enemy would have defeated them. And there were little instances that happened. See, when we settle for less, we allow the enemy to have more. Think about it. When we settle for less of God, we allow the enemy to have more. But the more we have, the more we say, Lord, I want more of You, we're not giving the enemy any chance to have more. And that's a reality. That's a reality. Saying, Lord, I want more. So tonight, you want to come up? I want to encourage you to not settle for less. Don't restrict Him. Don't limit Him. And you know, if you are comfortable with a certain limit, I want to encourage you to push through for more. Push through for more. more of Him in us. You want to share something?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I've been just during the worship, I've been seeing this vision of just huge angels on all four corners of this room. They were big angels. And their wings were just surrounded in this whole temple. It was just surrounding this temple. And they had trumpets, the long horns. And even as Christy was singing that song, "This is how we fight our battle," the sound of the trumpets was just so loud. And it just whizzed past this roof and it went out. And what I heard the Lord say was, you know, when God was showing Joshua the land of Jericho, He said, "See, I've given you this land." And God wants us, even right now, through the presence that He has so richly given to us as His kids, that we understand what we carry. We carry His sound. And it's not restricted to this, to these four walls. It's not restricted to your home. But it's restricted only if we restrict it. And what God is asking us right now, you as New Life, is that this sound has to just vibrate even outside these walls. And you are the carriers of this sound, church. Each and every single one of you carry that sound. Because in this season, I heard the Lord say, "I am doing a new thing here." And I can hear it. I can see it. But it cannot stay here. It's got to go out. It's got to go out. And God is stirring every heart in this room, every heart that meets here every Sunday, every heart that meets here every Thursday, every heart. God is stirring you up, and I can sense it in my spirit. It's like a stirring that's happening inside of your bellies. Because when the presence of the Lord touches you, you can't stay in one place. You cannot stay in one place. When that stirring starts happening, you tremble and you want to give it out because you don't want to keep it to yourself. You can't keep it to yourself. You have to give it out. So God is saying, this is the season. New Life, this is your season. You got to grab a hold of it, irrespective of what storm you're going through, no matter what fire you are in. God is saying, "I am with you." Just like He told Joshua, "I am with you. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Because the presence of God is with you, and you are going to make that sound out of these walls. And you are going to impact this city. You are going to be known." That is what I hear the Spirit of God saying. You are going to be known. And it's nothing big about your pastor or about you, but it's because of the presence of the Lord. It's because of the presence of the Lord that rests in this house. And you are going to be sent out. You've already sent out people more than you could ever know. You've sacrificed. Your tears, your prayers, God's using them. So take up your position. Align yourself. Know that every word that comes out of His presence as you go out into their homes, as you walk on those streets, that you are just loving that sound to come out, and that's the sound of Jesus. That's the sound of power. That's the sound of healing. That's the sound of breaking chains. That's the sound that you vibrate for things to shift in these atmospheres. So right now, even as the Spirit of God is moving in this room so powerfully, Wow. Just reach out to Him, church. Just respond. Just respond. He's here. I just sense He's almost commissioning you. He's commissioning you. Just like He said to Joshua, go. Go and just claim that land because I've already given it to you. No restrictions. No restrictions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to respond right now. You know, I sense even some of us, we need to just almost shake off. We need to almost put off that limitation that we have put on ourselves. And say, God, no more limitations. God, no more restrictions. God, I want more full on. Full on. I want the all of the fullness. I want the all of the fullness. I want the all of the fullness. You know, if you want to stand, if you want to just worship, if you want to come forward, you know, just respond to the Holy Spirit tonight. Yes, Lord, open heavens. Open heavens.
Let Your glory come down. Open up the heavens.
Just come. Just respond.
Come down. Open up the heavens. Let Your glory come down. Open up the heavens. Let Your glory come down. Open up the heavens. Let Your glory come down. Open up the heavens. Let Your glory come down.
Open up the heavens.
Yeah!
Lord. Just come. Consume us, Lord. Consume us with that fire. Wow. Jesus, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Consume us with your fire. Let your fire come on us, Lord. Lord, burning all the chaff, burning all the old. New wine. Wow. Wow. Spirit, Lord. Pour out your fullness into us, Lord. Carriers of your presence. Come and open the
floodgates of heaven.
Jesus. Oh. Oh. Whoa. Oh. Dream dreams. See visions. As He begins to show you. When the Spirit of the Lord is in you, you are limitless. You are limitless. He wants you to be a power carrier. Mm-hmm. Explosive power. I sense even there are few of us still. You're kind of like, hey, this is not for me. God wants more for you. God wants more for you. Tonight He's breaking in even to those areas. You know, I just feel there are a couple of us who feel this shame in us. And you're like, how can I? Because God says, I can break in there. I am going to break in there. You just need to give yourself. Just place yourself on that altar. That His fire can come and consume. And cause a holy fire within you. Open the floodgates, Lord. Open the floodgates, Lord. Jesus. All of you, Lord. All your fullness. Oh, whoa. All your fullness. Whoa. No more limits. No more limitations, Lord. No more limitations, God. Just come. Come on, be filled, overflowing tonight. Wow. Oh. Let's all stand. Let's sing it together. Fill me up.
Come and fill me up.
Come, Papa.
Now with your come.
We
come
keep asking. We keep seeking. We keep knocking. That's what the word says. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Doors will be open. Heavens will be open. Come, Papa. Come, Lord, come.
Come and fill me up.
Fill us up. Fill us up. We ask you. Overflow. Singing that, I kept thinking, God, when did I start getting filled up more with you? And he didn't say it in a mean way. He said, when you quit filling yourself with yourself. Because sometimes we're so broken and hurt, we just become super selfish. We don't mean to, but it's a defense mechanism and everything's about us. We don't want it to be. But it just ends up being that way. And the motivation behind our hearts sometimes, it's even in serving others, sometimes it's really about me. And when we can learn just to lay all that down, our fears, our insecurities, he really does start filling us up. Things change, you guys, for real. Many, many lives in this church, hundreds are changing. His presence is bringing change. Because we're not just doing it here, we're doing it at home.
We're doing it in our car. We're doing it at work. We're learning to empty ourselves out and to let Him fill us. And for some of us that have done church for a long time, that's been even harder because we've been in a routine for so long that to change that routine is stinking hard. It's just worth it. Because Jesus will be as real as you and I let Him be. That's the reality. But Pastor, I've been trying for a little while. Look, not this doesn't take away. Me too. I've been trying for 35 years. For real. 35 years. 36 in January of me trying. And guess what? I'm going to keep trying. Because I feel closer to Him today than I ever have in my life. He's breaking those insecurities. He's breaking those confusing things, those things that just consume us. And so my challenge as we get ready to just party and celebrate is this. Block some time in your life. Like young people, if you don't block, seriously, like at least 30 minutes a day, block it. Turn worship on. Open your Bible. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Just do it. Just start. Ask some of your leaders, but just start doing it. And if you'll do it, grab a journal. If you'll do it, He'll start talking to you. I promise. Samuel, one of the greatest prophets in all of the Old Testament, heard God's voice as a little boy. And at first, he didn't know whose voice it was. It's okay to not know His voice at first. But the older we get in Jesus, we should be able to hear His voice more and more. Amen. Thank you, Sereka and Krishani. Let's tell them thank you. So good. So they wouldn't know this, but I just want to say this to all you guys. They have no idea the prophecies that we've just been getting the last 2 weeks. Like the prophecy we got from that kid from the IT company. It was almost exactly what Krishani was saying. I don't talk to them. Whenever I have guest people and I don't tell them everything because it makes it harder for them to prophesy. I'm just telling you, when I travel, pastors, let me tell you, blah, I go, love you. Don't. I don't want to know. Well, I just want to tell you what's going on with these. I love you, bro. Don't tell me anything because if you tell me something and I feel like God wants me to pray and prophesy over people, the knowledge you just gave me of the human knowledge messes me up. Then I'm like, well, is it God? Was it me? I don't know. And it's so much better. Thank you guys for hearing the Lord because what you guys did is just confirmation, the new thing. You don't even know the whole campaign and all that we're doing. You guys, it's nuts. Like, yeah, He's doing a new thing. Like, wow. So tonight, we got some ice cream for everybody. Woo! So if you have not been with us in the last couple of weeks, we've asked this house, people that call this home, to make pledges towards three phases. So if you haven't been here, that's what we are doing. We're starting a whole new process of, first of all, building a food bank, then revamping this house, and then revamping South Campus. And God is ridiculously faithful. Amen. So I've already heard a number of stories since Sunday. So this is what, third? Within 4 days, I've already heard crazy stories of people pledged and God absolutely started to move already on their behalf, saving them, touching them, or giving them crazy favor in all kinds of ways. Amen. In 4 days, I've already heard amazing stories. So yeah, it is. It's so good. He's so good. As we get ready just to celebrate, I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been willing to sacrifice and fast and pray and to give. So as of today, we have had $319,000. $319,000. So here's what's crazy. For those of you that don't under the church world, 40% of our congregation would have not been here for Pledge Sunday because 40% of your church is gone any given Sunday because of life, right? That's just a fact. And so I just believe this. Before the end of the year, we're going to have enough money pledged to do phase one cash. I believe that. We're going to be able to do phase one for just cash. And so I just pray for favor. And I don't mean just financial favor, though that's important. More importantly is his presence, and that's what we heard tonight. They don't even have a know what I'm preaching in a week from Sunday anyway. I pray God's presence on every single one of us. That his presence literally creates everything that we need. His presence creates favor and finance and miracles and signs and wonders. When his presence comes, you guys, it's not just about Holy Spirit in you, it's Holy Spirit on you. And there is a major difference between the two. We're becoming a church that is learning how to be sensitive to Holy Spirit on us, not just in us. Amen. So thank you guys so much. If you guys go right outside these doors, Annie has a bunch of really fun, amazing stuff. Let's go celebrate together. Give Kershani and Sareka a big hug. God bless you guys. We'll see you for baptism Sunday. Bring somebody. If you haven't been baptized, get baptized.